Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Action. Here, my co-host, Frankie Cranks.
What's going on, guys?
We're back after I had a long bout with COVID, and we miss you guys, and we want to bring you our first review back from COVID. And what is it, Frank?
So today, Chris, we're going to be doing Sniper's Assassin Ends. And Sniper Assassin Ends is about a legendary sniper, Thomas Beckett, and his son, Special Ops Sniper Brandon Beckett, are on the run from the CIA, Russian mercenaries, and a Yakuza-trained assassin with sniper skills that rival both legendary sharpshooters.
So this came out in 2020, directed by Care Andrews. He doesn't really care about this movie, I hope, because...
yeah.
And it stars Mr. Tom Berenger, is really the only big star in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's good It's good to see him back, though.
Yeah, I like Tom. I like little Tom Berenger in my life.
I mean, the Sniper series is kind of like his wheelhouse, right? This is what he does. This is Rambo. Like this is his...
It's just his Rambo.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of Sniper?
It's okay. It's an all right movie. I mean, for a straight-to-DVD flick, you know, it's not bad. I wouldn't get too excited about it if you haven't seen. I mean, if you're a fan of the sniper films, maybe you might enjoy it better than I did. I'm not really a big fan of the sniper films. I saw a couple of them years ago.
So Billy Zane's in the first one.
Yes,
it's like him and Billy Zane, and Billy Zane goes crazy for a little while in the jungle, and then he finally like reins him in, and they start like sniping. That was.
Yeah,
I think they have to save. I don't remember the first one a lot, but I remember it was a good movie.
Yes, and it really does focus on snipers too, like where there's a good sniper and like the skills and tactics that they use. And this one, I feel like they kind of like got away from that a little bit. Again, this just seems kind of be like the kind of quick and dirty action film that they just did straight to video. You know, it's okay. It's nothing special. People who like this sniper series more will enjoy it more than I did. But, like, it's okay.
It's like they had Tom Berenger available. They had the guy who plays his son available. They had a director, and they were like, why don't we, you know, we have nothing really going on this production company right now. Let's get a sniper together.
Yeah. It's like,
it looks like that's how this was put together.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the fans are like this, you know.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's something for the fans, really. I think that's what this is.
It's competent.
Oh, it's competent.
It's competently made. Like, yeah, the story's a disaster. It's stupid, but the filming and everything is fine.
Yeah, and you could tell they knew the budget that they had, so they wrote the script to kind of align with the budget. They made sure they didn't try to like make it bigger than they didn't try to write a bigger story than what they could handle. It's kind of like, you know, this guy apparently he's like the Brandon Beckett is framed for killing, I think like the leader of like a Costa Verde, it's like a made up like a Latin American country, I believe. And so he's framed for the murder, but like you never get the feeling that like the army or like the whole CIA is after him. You know, there's a scroll group of CIA that they're investigating it, but you never get the feeling that like you know other films where like the army is after him,
him. You never even get the feeling that they believe he even did it.
Yeah,
like they're after him because they have to be after him, but like they never really like besides the one guy who's leading the CIA chase. Who changes his mind later anyway.
Yeah.
But like, he's the only guy that like is like, we need to catch him, he did it. Everyone else is kind of like, he didn't do it.
Yeah, and he's like blindly following it too. He's like, we found his hair, he did it.
Basically,
like,
you're right.
Like, that's it. But you're right, literally everyone else, even on his team, is like, well, we have all these things here to say he didn't do it, so maybe we should keep looking into it.
And then there's also a Homeland Security agent that he knows that's also investigating it from like the other side to prove that he didn't do it.
And you know, it's one of those movies where you think it would be more about him, but it's actually not. They kind of balance it between that other guy. I think his name, Zero? His name is like
Zero.
Zero and Brandon Beckett. It's like
a lot of the movies about Zero, the guy Zero investigating.
Investigating, and it kind of cuts back and forth. So you get a little bit like Brandon Beckett, and you get like Zero investigating it. And you know, you think Zero is sort of like, you know, he's like he's trying to figure out, get to the bottom of it. It's amazing how like he's doing all the due diligence that the CIA guy should be doing.
Yeah.
And, like, the CIA guy only cares about basically, like, capturing him and that's it, like, bringing him
and his dad, because he's like, his dad does it, too.
Yes, he's convinced that
his dad
has
nothing to do with anything, mind his business.
Yes, he's in a cabin in the woods by himself.
But he's convinced his dad is in on it.
He's in on it.
And his dad happens to be played by Tom Berenger, the original sniper from the original couple of movies. But, so... Let me ask you a question about Tom Berenger, though. Did you ever buy Tom Berenger as an action star?
I think he's like the boomer action star.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's like the guy like your dad knows, like he loves, but like the kids were like know of him, but they could care kind of less about him. But like older people, I think cares way more. Like I bet you, like older people probably would love to see this movie more than like the younger generation. I think older people probably loved him and like totally take him as like an action star because
he's like your uncle's favorite action star.
Exactly. Yeah. Because even in his movies, he plays like a boomer sniper. Like in all the films, you know, he never plays like a young. He never tried to be like a young action star, you know what I mean? He always played like that more like mature, the more like grown up, like you know, like sniper or like you know,
or the
like,
substitute,
like, or substitute exactly.
Yeah.
But he always plays like a very mature like person in charge kind of role. He's never like the loose cannon. He's never like out for revenge. He always has like you know a good moral code about himself and that kind of thing.
He's also a real life former Marine, I think, too. So
yeah,
like he fits that role. That's kind of the roles he takes.
Yes.
Like where he's like a former army sergeant or something.
Like a totally like by the books kind of guy.
On a gangward in school. Mm-hmm, like that's the kind of things he takes.
Yes, yeah. I mean, he has a very, very specific like role that he does. He know, again, because he knows he can play the role really well. So he knows what he's doing. He picks good roles, though.
I like Tom Berenger, though. I always, you know, he's not a bad actor. And,
no, but he's charismatic. He's charismatic.
The fact that he like you said, he takes the roles he knows he does well.
Yeah.
He never looks stupid. He never looks stupid on camera. Exactly. His role is whoever he plays, he always fits it fine.
He's not like, you know, like Steven Seagal half-past dead with like durag on him. But, you know, he's not trying to do things that he shouldn't be doing.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It's like, to make a buck or to make a movie or whatever. It's like he's really smart about the roles that he takes.
And he doesn't take roles like he's not the villain in a Seagal movie.
Exactly.
He's like that's stupid, but it's below me. I'd rather just do like something like this where, you know, I'm kind of the old guy teaching the young guy how to be a sniper kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't like lower himself just to be in films or like make money.
Yeah, exactly.
He actually has like you know he tries to stay respectable, you know.
And if you look at his filmography, like he has a pretty respectable filmography to him.
Yeah, I mean,
he never had like a major breakout hit, unfortunately.
Yeah,
like a Terminator 2, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, something that made him.
Yeah, Sniper, the original is like his.
Well, the
biggest
original Sniper
film.
is a big movie, but
yeah,
it's
that's
not
like his biggest.
But it's not Rambo, you know what I mean?
No. It didn't spawn like video games and cartoons and things.
Yeah, exactly, it wasn't just like pop culture iconic movie. You know, it was something that was like fun to watch and. Like you said, like our dads definitely know what Sniper is.
Yes, they love it. That's what I'm saying. That's like their generation. Like it's like for like kind of the older generations because there's more like they're action movies, but they're more like tamed action movies.
Yeah, they're like after Chuck Norris style, like right after that generation, these type of movies.
Yes,
for a while.
Yeah, it's like Harrison Ford, like Clear and Present Danger.
Yes, that
you know,
that era,
it's like that
yeah.
kind of it's like that
safe,
kind of character.
They're safe.
Like, yes,
they're very safe. They're very safe action flicks. Mm-hmm. Like you're gonna make your money back. You're gonna have a nice, you know, some cool action scenes, and you're gonna have a decent star.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's not too complicated.
You don't have to spend $1 billion on it, but you're not hiring Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. You're hiring Tom Berenger.
And especially the first one, I think it's like in the jungle, right?
Yeah,
and the,
uh-huh.
yeah. So like, and that's the thing too. Locations are really like rural. You know, they're really easy to get. So you're not like in cities. You're not blowing up buildings and things.
Even
like that.
Even this one, really. A lot of it takes place in like a foresty area.
Yeah, it's all in like rural areas.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Like
most
one
of,
city,
and then at the end, like, well, it says it's an island, but it looks like it's just a mansion.
It's like a suburban neighborhood. Yeah,
yeah.
You wouldn't know the difference if it's an island or not. Yeah, they try to make it all exotic, but yeah.
Yeah, but this is a very 80s style action flick.
It is. Everything from like just how it's structured with like the villain. So the main bad villain is a female sniper, and again, she's like pure out of the 80s. Literally, she has like makeup on her eyes for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, because that's what Japanese people all do, right?
Exactly. Yeah, apparently that's what they all do.
She has that red line that they used, like they just did back in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. They just did it, you know. And of course, like also out of nowhere, there's a scene where she has like the rope dart also.
Oh yeah, which is
like the most all cumbersome weapon there probably is, but like it looks cool, but of course
they're just tying each other up fighting. It's a cool scene, but it's like why would you use this weapon?
Exactly, it's the most like convoluted, like you're a sniper, the last weapon you use is this convoluted like rope dart.
You use
here.
Like throwing knives or something.
Yeah, exactly, like it just seemed weird, but again, like you said, it has to be like that 80s kind of action film, so of course she pulls out a unique weapon that you've never seen before and she starts using it, you know,
something like in the 80s where like in the 80s they'd be like that is so cool, let's pick this weapon.
Yeah, like although the hero wasn't expecting this and he doesn't know how to like fight against it and anything, even though Brandon Beckett does know how to fight against it because he figures out pretty quickly what to do, but yeah.
So we'll be back in about 10 seconds. We'll leave you a message from our sponsor, and we're going to break down all the action scenes and stuff in Sniper Assassin's End. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So let's start with the fight scenes, Frank. What do you think about the fight scenes?
You know, in this, okay, so we don't do half points. I gave it a 3 out of 5 for the fight scenes. The only reason why I gave it a 3 out of 5 is because there's one fight scene we were just talking about before the break, where he fights the female sniper in the woods. It's like a hand-to-hand combat with a rope dart, and that fight's pretty good. If it wasn't for that fight, I probably would have got a 2 out of 10, because besides that, there's really only one other really quick fight scene where he fights these two cops, and a little bit of fighting really at the end, but there's really not that much hand-to-hand combat in this movie at all. So, you know, I gave it a 3 out of 10 because I did enjoy the fight scene. 3 out of 5 because of the fight scene that they had in the woods together.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5, and a lot of the same reasons. Like, up until that fight, it would have got a 2 out of 5, because this is really the when he fights the cops and he kind of just kicks their asses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then he fights the girl, and the fight against the girl is actually it's decent length, and it's filmed and choreographed really fun, and they're holding their own, as in, like, to me it looked like they were doing their own stunt work.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was fun, and like you said, really, there's that one fight where like the Homeland Security guy fights the big giant bad guy, the big villain,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, he's like the real bad guy, I guess. Yeah. Besides the pharmaceutical
guy. And he fights that guy, but that fight's kind of just a brawl around.
Yeah, they fight, but they kind of scuffle. It's not really a fight. They're just like scuffling back and forth.
You could tell neither one of them are real trained fighters, like screen fighters. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like, oh, I got to hit my mark here. I got to hit my mark here.
Yes,
It doesn't come off as good as the middle fight between Beckett and the Asian girl.
And even the big guy, the main evil mercenary guy who kind of like sets up the whole thing. He doesn't even fight Brendan Beckett at all. He just grabs him and like he's holding him hostage.
And really. the dad takes him out.
Yes, yeah. But that's the thing. They don't even have a fight scene themselves. So
which is kind of regretful, because like the whole movie made it look like they were gonna fight each other.
Yes, I thought that was the whole point. I was like, this guy didn't like Brendan Beckett from the army, and that's why he was setting him up. He was gonna get revenge. And was like,
he picked him specifically to set him up, because he didn't like him when they were in the military together. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't pay off.
No, it doesn't pay off at all. Like literally, it doesn't really go anywhere. But.
For chase scenes, I gave the chase scenes a 2 out of 5. They have the chase where he chases, they're chasing each other through the forest. There's a little car chase before that shootout happens, where they raid the car, the truck. But there's no like big extravagant chasing in the film.
Yeah, I gave it 2 out of 5 too, pretty much for what you said. I mean, I did like there's a chase scene with the cars, but it's more of a shootout though. But there is a bit of a chase scene, and also in the woods is a bit of a chase scene. It is interesting when Tom Berenger is in the cabin and his son's in the woods and the sniper's trying to get him, and it's sort of like this like Mexican standoff or whatever it was, like in the woods. Like it's
like a triangle standoff between the three of them.
And they're trying to see where she is, and you know, they're trying to find each other. It's interesting how like snipers would actually try to work in that situation. So I guess it's a bit of like a chase scene. But yeah, it's kind of interesting.
What do you do for shootouts?
I was gonna give it a 3 out of 5 because I liked the shootout in the street that they have.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like I just gave it, ended up being a 2 out of 5 because it's beyond that one scene. That's really all there is. Like there's a bit of a shootout when they're outside the cabin, but it's really like sniping. It's not really a shootout. It's more suspenseful than anything else. So like I don't know. I feel like there should have been more of gun action in a sniper movie. I think I was kind of disappointed with that. So I just ended up giving it just a 2 out of 5.
I gave it a 3 out of 5, pretty much for the reason you said, because I did like the shootout in the car.
Yeah, that's probably the best action gun scene in the whole movie.
Because there's like a sniper, and then there's him in the front car, and then there's a bunch of guys in like getting out of his truck, and they're all just shooting at each other. It's really filmed really well.
Yes, it is filmed really well. Yeah.
But other than that, I agree that there should have been more. You know, it's a movie about people who use guns.
Yes,
and there's just not a lot of actual shooting in the film beyond that.
There's only two. Like you said, there's only two scenes.
There's a lot of looking at scopes and a lot of looking at barrels and stuff.
Yeah,
there's not really a lot of sniping.
No, there's not. Like I said, beyond that one scene when they're on the road when they get like hijacked by the Russian mafia, there's that scene, and then the scene when they're in the cabin, and that's it.
But they don't really shoot a lot of people in that scene.
No, they don't.
As you said, it's more of a Mexican standoff.
Yes, yeah. Well, she shoots a bunch. She shoots all the other, like,
CIA guys. Oh, yeah, the other guys, yeah.
But she just shoots them. It's not really like a scene. Like,
they're not shooting back because they're getting sniped. They're not shooting
back because they can't see her, exactly. Yeah. And even this scene, like, I feel like that could have been a really, really suspenseful scene. And I think they kind of just, like, I don't know, they didn't do enough with it. I feel they could have did more with that scene.
I agree with that.
They didn't.
Stunt-wise, special effects. Special effects-wise, I gave it a 3 out of 5. I thought the special effects were fun.
Yeah.
The shootouts all had good, you know, squib work and stuff like that. Fight scenes and stuff, that, you know, they had, like, you know, enough blood and stuff to fulfill what you needed. And I always like the special effects of looking down the scope. Like, it looked like real scopes and stuff. It didn't look like you look like a CGI filter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was all good to me. So I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I gave it a 3 out of 5, too, because the gun fights that they do have here look real. Like, things are getting blown up, and things are getting, you know, bullets are going through, like, the car and the windows, and, you know, you can tell they're actually shooting blanks, and it feels really, really realistic. Like, all the sniping stuff looks really good. Yeah, the blood and stuff. Like, yeah, it's competent. Like I said, they knew how to use their budget for this film. They knew where to put the money.
What'd you do for stunts?
Her sons actually gave it a 3 out of 5 because I do think that the stunt work between him and the girl and that one fight scene in the woods is pretty good. Like, they actually do, even when we fight in the cops too, like, you could tell it's all them doing the stunts and everything. And again, that stuff, you know, always gets a little bit more points if you can tell that the actors are doing their own stunts, and you can definitely tell that they were. There's a couple of scenes where, like, literally she, like, jumps on him and he just, like, throws her on the ground, throwing her around. It's actually them two fighting. So,
like, those wrestling harankaranas on him and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's fun. I like when it gives it more realism to it.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5 for the same reasons you did. And even at the end when the two big guys are fighting each other and it's kind of sloppy, they're still fighting each other and they're still really doing their own stunts. They're just slower.
Yes.
They're obviously not screen fighters, but, you know, A for effort is how exactly, I always look at it when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
it's so easy to like, shoot behind their heads and have it be somebody else.
Yes,
to, like,
exactly.
Trick you and make it be, you know, use other people and you know. So.
Or just not care, like, welcome to sudden death and just let them look, let the scene play out.
Yeah, let them flop around the floor and look like idiots. Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah,
at least they, you know, it's sloppy, but it looks okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Like, it could be sloppy and, like, welcome to sudden death look bad.
It looked really
or
bad.
It could be sloppy and just kind of look more like a brawl. And that's how this one kind of comes out. A lot of the hand-to-hand fights in this one. So the stunt work was great. Overall, you know, I was thinking about giving it a 2 out of 5, but as I think, you know, as I was going through stuff before and about the movie and stuff, I was like, no, this is like a 3 out of 5. It's a fun little flick you can watch, especially if you like the Sniper series. Even if you don't, and like, it's just something you never heard of, and you put it on, this movie's not gonna bore you. It's still a fun little action flick, so I think it's like a 3 out of 5 is a good rating.
I mean, you gave it more point than I did. I actually gave it a 2 out of 5. It's okay. I mean, I don't know. I just think that for the running time and everything, like, I would still, even though I give it 2 out of 5. If you're a sniper movie fan, watch it, like, see it. But I think if you've never heard of these movies and you put it on, you might kind of be like, it was all right. Like, I don't know. I don't know how many people who aren't into these films would really like it. Yeah. There's a couple of good fight scenes. Like, you know, if you want, like, maybe try and YouTube the fight scene that they have in the woods, and, like, maybe the car car hijacking that they have towards the beginning of the movie. But otherwise, I don't know. The acting is okay. The plot's, you know, like, really thin.
You don't really get a lot of Tom Berenger in the movie.
You don't get a lot of Tom Berenger in it either. He's really only there at the cabin and a little bit at the end. You know, he's kind of in it just to be in it because it's, like, his franchise.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of weird to have a side movie without him in it. But otherwise, like, the acting is just, it's okay for what it is.
I think he's more of like a cameo.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
he has
a cameo to spruce up the cast a little bit.
Yes, yeah. But, you know, overall, it's just, like, I don't know. Like, if you really have nothing to do, you can check it out. But I who knows? Maybe they'll have other ones in the future that will be a little bit more. But it is what it is, right? It's a sniper assassin movie. So.
It's a straight-to-DVD action flick in a franchise that probably overstayed its welcome years ago.
Yeah, exactly. They're just making them because Tom Berenger is still alive.
And these movies probably make a little bit of money here and there. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And it definitely didn't cost them a lot to make this film.
Exactly. They probably make more than their budget. And,
yes. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, how much does it cost to get Tom Berenger to do two scenes in a movie?
Exactly. No one else is really famous in this movie.
Billy Zane doesn't show up for a cameo or anything. So.
No. No. And look, like I said, all the sets are like normal places. They're not like in these like exotic locations or nothing. They're just in regular locations that you could get anywhere in America to go film it.
Yeah, some forest, like some foresty area you could just went and most of the movies filmed there.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
What's your first similar?
First similar is Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. I mean, very similar movie. Obviously, Mark Wahlberg is a sniper in the army who gets framed for a crime. I think he kills a president. Is that what he kills?
I don't know if it's the president or the vice president.
Yeah, it might actually be the vice president. And of course, the army, the FBI, everyone's after him, and he's going on a mission to clear his name.
And the CIA, Danny Glover sets him up.
Yes, Danny Glover is a bad guy. Yeah. Which another weird ending of a movie too. It's very strange ending of that movie, but I won't spoil it too much. But yeah, it's just
very anticlimactic.
It's very anticlimactic.
For everything, like all the ass kicking he does in the film, like the ending is.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
But Mark Wahlberg's so charismatic, though.
He is.
Like,
he's awesome.
He sells that movie, dude. He really sells that movie really well. Like, and Danny Glover's a good villain, believe it or not. Like, you actually hate him at the end of that movie. That's what's great about that.
Yeah, when he breaks down why he did what he did and stuff, you're like, you're a real dick.
Exactly. Yeah, you're like, you're fucking evil. That's fucked up.
Yeah, you're a real villain.
But this time we kind of both had Shooter
for our one too.
I mean, it's so close to it though. Like, it's sort of like if you want to see any movie that's like this, just watch Shooter. Has to be on your list because it's so similar to it.
Shooter's like the better version of this. It's almost the same plot. So
yes.
But so my second movie was Sniper, the original Sniper, which is like there's a sniper who plays by Tom Berenger, who's going to like some. South American country to go pop off a dictator or like a warlord or something, and he takes Billy Zane to train him as another sniper. But Billy Zane starts going like freaking crazy, and disappears like halfway through the movie and doesn't want to like snipe. He literally goes crazy, and Tom Berenger has to like find him and like get him back focused to do the mission.
Yeah.
And then the last half hour is like just huge action set piece.
Yes.
Of him sniping and Billy Zane going through the town, taking everything out. It's really, really cool movie.
Yes, it is a good movie, definitely.
Like you said, it's a total 80s. Like
it's an 80s film. It's an 80s action film through and through.
Late 80s, like late 80s. You put it on, you know what era you're watching it.
Yes, there's literally no doubt in your mind. Like if you've seen only a couple of 80s movies, you know right away it's coming from the late 80s.
Turn your Sydney Point Air fucking movies on.
Exactly, yep. Yeah, my second one is Jack Reacher with Tom Cruise, who I think he's military police, right? He's an investigator, where basically somebody, one of the military guys who he used to be with in the army, gets framed for like shooting like five random people on a park or something like that. But of course, he's being set up and he's being framed. I think Werner Herzog, the bad guy in it too, or something. Also, it's good. I mean, it's Tom Cruise, so it's always a joy to watch Tom Cruise. And you know, but it's definitely more of like an investigation movie. Like, he's actually trying to figure out. There's some pretty good action scenes in it, but it is a lot of him kind of like trying to figure out
really realistic fighting style.
Yes.
You're not going to see a fighting style like this in many other movies. The way they fight in this movie.
Yes. It's like, cause he's like, it's like military fighting.
Where yes.
Like,
yes.
It's not like MMA.
It's not like Taken or like Born Supremacy where like it's cut that way. It's like they pull the camera back and he just like punches people in the nuts and shit.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. He's like fighting multiple people also. Like it's fun. Like it's an overall fun movie. I think the suspense mixing with the action scenes is a good mix for it. Like it has enough suspense and enough action in it to.
The only thing I don't like about that movie is I hate Jai Courtney.
Yeah, I know.
Thankfully, he's not in a lot of it. Like, he's the villain, but he doesn't show up a lot.
Yes, yeah. He's kind of in the background most of
the time. Yeah, he's in the background most
of the time. Thank God it's really more about, like, it's just more about Tom Cruise kind of trying to figure out and investigate what's going on.
So you can tolerate why this guy was set up. Spoiler alert, Jai Courtney's the villain at the end.
Yeah, you kind of know that, though.
They have, like, a really shitty fight, too.
Yeah, it was outside, right, in the rain, I think, yes.
It's just bad.
Jack Courtney's
other than
bad
that, the movie itself is a fun little, it's a fun investigation movie.
Yes, yeah.
But that's our review for Sniper's Assassin End. Hope you enjoyed it. This is Mr. Action signing out.
And this is Frankie Cranks. Until next time, guys.